guided meditation. Find a comfortable position to sit for meditation. It can be on a cushion or a meditation bench on the floor or in a chair with straight back and without arms. Any position is okay as long as you can keep your body relaxed and your spine erect. Sit up straight, rest your hands comfortably on the thighs, palms facing up in a receptive mode at the junction of the thighs and abdomen. This allows your chest and the area of your heart to remain lifted and open. Try rolling your shoulders back a few times to further open your chest and relax your shoulders. Soften the stomach and the muscles of your face. Close your eyes and gaze slightly upward above an imaginary horizon line, as if looking at the peak of a mountain in the distance. Keep your eyes in this position. This upward gaze should not involve any strain. Your eyes and brow should remain very relaxed. If you find your gaze drifting or moving downward, bring it back up. Remember to keep your spine upright and alert, yet completely relaxed. Now, let's inhale and tense the whole body with a double breath. Throw the breath out and relax. Let's do it two more times. Inhale and tense the body. Exhale. Again. And relax completely. Notice any area of tension in the body and command it to relax. Especially make sure that your stomach is soft and relaxed. The muscles of your face, your jaws, your eyes, and forehead. Do your best to put aside all thoughts of past and future. Let your mind relax. We'll now practice a few rounds of equal count breathing, which helps to focus the mind one-pointedly. Remember to make the inhalation, holding, and the exhalation the same length each round. Make sure to begin the breath in the abdomen. We'll do it together to a count of six, inhaling and exhaling through the nose. Inhale. Hold. Exhale. Again, inhale. Hold. Exhale. Again, inhale. Hold. Exhale. Now take a long, slow, deep inhalation through your nose. And exhale slowly and completely through the nose. As the breath begins to flow again, observe it without control, strain, or tension. Breathe through the nose, letting the breath flow in and out at its own natural pace, without controlling it. Notice the place at which you can most easily observe the breath in your body, whether in the lungs, in the nostrils, or nasal passages. When you begin, you may be most aware of the movement of the lungs. If so, watch the breath there. As your breath calms down, watch the more subtle movement of air in the nose. To help feel the subtle flow of air, relax the inside of your nose. Be an impartial observer, not caring whether it flows in or out or remains stationary. Simply remain attentive to whatever the breath does by itself naturally. As you become more inwardly quiet, you'll notice the breath higher and higher in the nose. As thoughts enter the mind, let them pass without judgment. Observe and bring your main focus back to watching your breath. To help concentrate the mind, we will repeat an ancient Sanskrit mantra called Hong So. A mantra is a spiritualized word or words which have power in them. The mantra Hong So means I am spirit. When the breath flows in of its own accord, follow it with a mental repetition of Hong. It rhymes with song. When the breath flows out of its own accord, follow it mentally with saw. It rhymes with draw. Continue the mental repetition without moving your tongue, lips, or jaws. Let the natural flow of the breath dictate the pace. As you mentally repeat Hong with the incoming breath, feel that you are dissolving your little self. And as you mentally repeat So with the outgoing breath, feel that you are offering the little self into the infinite self or spirit. To keep your mind on the breath, it may help you to bring your right index finger towards the palm as the breath flows in, and away from the palm as the breath flows out. The movement is very slight. If moving the forefinger becomes too distracting, you can drop this part of the technique. Continue watching the breath, accompanying the natural inhalation with Hong, curling the right forefinger in, and the natural exhalation with So, and relax the forefinger out. As many times as your mind wanders away from Hong So, bring it gently back to the technique. Begin enjoying the pauses between the breaths, usually when the breath is out and before the next impulse to breathe comes. Notice those periods where the breath becomes still and unmoving. Enjoy those points of stillness and peace. To end the practice of watching the breath, inhale through the nose and exhale. Now let go of the breath and sit quietly. enjoy the fruits of your practice, the feeling of deep peace, joy, love, or any other divine qualities. Absorb yourself in these qualities. When you are able to absorb yourself deeply in such a divine quality, so that you become completely identified with it, that is true meditation. This is also a good time to pray for others, to do an affirmation or visualization, or practice quiet receptivity and openness of heart. Before ending your practice, you can take a few moments to offer up to your higher self any problems or questions you might be dealing with in your life. Whatever your needs are, feel as though you are broadcasting them from the point between your eyebrows, the center of your higher self. Offer them into a higher reality and listen for a response in your heart, which is the most receptive part of your inner being. Now, slowly take a deep breath. And gently open your eyes.